Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
Well, that's a little Texas blues bringing us back. Dusty, Billy Dusty and Frank. Bringing us back on ZZ Top, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Siciliano is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher, also Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Every small business owner needs that book for sure. Gene, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It's CFOFORENT.com. That is CFOForRent.com.
Pretty intuitive, and that's what he does. So, Gene, we're talking about the apparent downward trajectory of valuation of small businesses, and we talked about the fact that the economy could have an impact on that. Industries could be affected disproportionately. You mentioned the manufacturing industry is having a tough time right now. But demographics also play a big part of this, don't they?
Well, certainly demographics, if where your company is located, has something to do with it.
But when I see demographics, I'm thinking there are 76 to 80 million baby boomers, but the generation behind us is only about 50 million of them, and so there's not as many people to buy our businesses, you know, who would be at the age to do that as we were to buy the people we bought from.
Well, that's that's an interesting statistic, and you're right, and the truth is that, as you and I have talked about before, 80% of the privately owned businesses in this country are owned by baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there isn't going to be a next generation to pass that to, so those businesses have got to be sold to somebody. And as you just pointed out, the very demographics say there are fewer people to sell them to, which means that the millennials who are just coming up here are going to have that opportunity and perhaps at bargain prices. Mm-hmm. A couple of lines that came in this study that was just published by Mergers and Acquisitions, I think, really tell the point that I'm trying to make here to try to get business owners alert. The goal for private equity firms will be finding assets at the right valuations and not overpaying. So that means if the buyer is going to be able to get a better deal, that means the seller is going to be able to get a lesser deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they really need to be prepared for that because that's the retirement fund. That's what these people have been building for 10, 20, 30 years,
trying to build
this business, build a value. It has value. And if they haven't met all, if they're not hitting on all cylinders and the market is starting to turn against them, valuations can, well, you know yourself, if you talk about taking a business and taking its net income and you value it by, let's say, 5 times net income, and that's the value of a business, and suddenly the market shrinks. Not because the business has done any worse. Now it's 4 times or 3 times mm-hmm. that income. Huge difference.
It's
in
down
the,
by
in the
factors.
Price of the deal.
So think about it like this, folks. You can look around your town, your city, and if you've been around any time at all, you can see neighborhoods that when you were a kid was the neighborhood to move into. There was the thriving, maybe a brand new neighborhood, and so decades later, it's now starting to degenerate, right? Start deteriorate, I should say. It's starting to not be the cool neighborhood anymore, and it's starting to change. The neighborhood's changing. Well, those values of that property have gone down, haven't they, Gene, in those neighborhoods? And
it's
very similar to that scenario, isn't it?
And, you know, like that scenario, there's a cycle. There's a cycle where neighborhoods go down, and then they get refurbished, and they grow, and rejuvenate themselves.
But in the meantime, somebody had to sell and didn't get the deal.
Yeah, exactly right. And with businesses, that cycle is much shorter. And I think this study says the downturn is beginning to show up. And I think
did I read in your article that the pace of this of this trajectory, this downward trajectory, has surprised some folks, that it's happening quicker than they thought?
Well, I think it is happening quicker than people think, but not because they've really been rational and objective about their thought process, but because they really don't want it to happen. It's an emotional kind of thing.
Denial, you're saying.
Only because
it's denial, huh?
I think so, yeah. Because everybody knows cycles change. We've been talking about this cycle happening for 3 or 4 years now. Now the first indication that it's beginning to happen, maybe this is an opportunity to step back from denial and to do something concrete in preparing for that exit. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping so anyway.
Well, and this is, you know, and the Internet has had a big effect on a lot of these companies, especially retail, right? I mean, the... Retail, particularly.
We don't have any numbers yet on the retail industry, but certainly we know it's absolutely transforming as a result of the Internet.
The trajectory can't be positive, can it?
Unless
it's like a specialty type of thing, right?
Well, it depends on how you define the retail industry, Jim. If you call the retail industry and you include Amazon in it, right. No, it's not declining.
Right.
But it certainly is moving from bricks and mortar to.
Right.
The
now, if we're talking Main Street, things are changing. Now, that's not to say that individuals can't be successful in the middle of this. You operating your business successfully is one thing. You being able to convince somebody else that they can operate it like you're operating it, that's another thing, isn't it, Gene?
And by the way, can operate it like that when you're not there anymore.
That's it. Gene, I need your website again, please.
CFOforRent.com.
All right, so check it out. And they can find your books there too, right?
You bet, they can.
All the books, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. We come back, I'm going to get Gene to give us his best advice. What should you and I be doing to try to fight this trend in lower valuations for small businesses being sold? Tintail students.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.